Queensland has the big pineapple. New South Wales has the big banana. Now, Melbourne has a big wheel. The 120-metre-high observation wheel is an Australian first. Modelled on the London Eye, it was unveiled amid much fanfare today in Melbourne's developing Docklands precinct. But it's already copping some flack. Jane Cowan reports.
The hulking steel structure has been taking shape on Melbourne's skyline for the last 18 months. Today, the Southern Star Observation Wheel had a launch of sorts. No one was allowed to take a test ride yet, but the Victorian Premier John Brumby was happy to press a big green button to set the wheel turning while journalists watched from the ground.
Button. Yes. Hold the button.
Can we get a smile, Mr. Premier, as you're pressing?
Hold the button down.
Yeah.
The wheel's as high as a 40-storey building and on a clear day promises views as far as Geelong. It cost $100 million to build, money the Premier John Brumby says has been well spent.
It is one of the world's top observation wheels, and it's in what I believe is an iconic location. There's no better site for the Southern Star than Waterfront City, as I've said, in the heart of what is a very rapidly growing Docklands precinct.
But not everyone shares the Premier's excitement. Comedian Dave O'Neill gives voice to some of the scepticism.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. I actually live in that area in the inner west of Melbourne, so I drive past all the time and I always say to the kids, can't wait to get you up in that wheel because we can get up there and overlook, you know, industrial wasteland, the Bolly Bridge, the dock, the markets, Pusco Road. I'm imagining tourists will get on there and just think, why did we come to Melbourne? Why did we come here?
How do you think Melburnians themselves will respond to it?
Oh, I think we'll go on it once. Yeah, once will be a big event, go on it and just go, yeah, well, that was good. I've never seen the back of Footscray or Coote Island or the markets before from up in the sky. So, yeah, how exciting.
Jokes aside, the wheel is copping its fair share of early criticism. Professor Kim Dovey specialises in architecture and urban design at the University of Melbourne, and he's no fan of the wheel.
I think it's a relic of really of the 1990s, of a time when Melbourne was trying to be a bit too world-class and decided to have a junior version of what London has got.
Melbourne already has one Ferris wheel at a much more central location on the banks of the Yarra River in town, and its cages are often deserted. Professor Dovey doubts whether the most recent structure, built smack in the middle of the newly developed Docklands precinct on the western fringe of the CBD, will do much better.
Well, I mean, it will work in the sense that it will hoist people up into the sky, so they'll get a very good view of the docks and the Docklands studios. Will it work economically? I don't know, but I worry about it because it doesn't have the kind of spectacle that, say, the London Eye has got. And it's not really in the centre of town. And there are better places to see Melbourne from. If you want to get up and look down on Melbourne, there's the Rialto and the Eureka Tower.
Melburnians refer to the ritzy business district of Collins Street as the Paris end of town, where expensive suits bustle past the windows of upmarket boutiques. Now the Premier is describing the whole Docklands area as the Venice end of town. The truth is, Docklands is reclaimed industrial land from what used to be one of the largest working ports in the Southern Hemisphere. 140 hectares of public land and another 50 hectares of water have been transformed into rows of luxury apartments, as well as a retail precinct and offices. But Professor Dovey takes exception to the Premier's description of the area as iconic.
If iconic means that Docklands stands for the rest of Melbourne, I hope and believe very much that he's wrong. I think it's a real failure of vision to see Docklands as iconic for Melbourne. Docklands is one of Melbourne's great failures. Docklands is the greatest missed opportunity the city has ever or will ever see.
He says Docklands' problems are numerous.
Well, it's a place where urban planning was suspended and where there was absolutely no inclusion of affordable housing. It lacks diversity and it didn't get the kind of international investment that it was originally intended to get. It was a failure of public vision. It was utterly unintegrated, deeply unsustainable, car-based.
The Victorian government hopes the observation wheel will draw 30,000 more people to Docklands every week, invigorating the whole area. But at $29 a ticket, a ride on the wheel will cost almost $1 for every minute you're in the air.
Jane Cowan.